From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. One of the biggest issues in Detroit is blight. People walking away from their properties or foreclosures are the base of the problem. After that, it's people stealing things out of the empty houses. Some neighborhoods have been devastated by abandoned homes and the scrappers who strip them. The Morningside neighborhood on Detroit's east side hasn't hit the level of devastation, but it's been hit pretty hard. Reverend Darrell Reed is the president of the Morningside Community Organization. He's also a resident and a landlord. He remembers back in 2006 when things started to go wrong.
I was driving through the community, and I just seen dumpsters everywhere in front of houses. I said, what is going on? And I believe that's when the first wave of people were put out of their houses for foreclosure. And it consistently happened every month.
First, it was the mortgage foreclosures by banks who'd been involved in predatory lending in the 1990s. Reed says once the houses were empty, there was a rush to steal furnaces, electrical boxes, architectural details of any value.
Someone with aluminum siding on their house, the entire house would be stripped. And you'll see a guy walking down the street with a buggy full of aluminum siding.
It was just the beginning. After mortgage foreclosures, property values plummeted further. Real estate assessments did not. For years, people were taxed as if their homes were worth far more than their actual value. After crime, tax foreclosures are now Detroit's biggest problem. Since Detroit's bankruptcy, priorities for the police department have changed. Yeah, violent crime's still a top priority, but it's believed minor crimes can quickly lead to a neighborhood's decline.
If a window is broke, then someone will think no one cares about that property, and they'll start dumping on that property or, squatting in that property or, maybe trying to do other illegal activities in that property.
That's neighborhood police officer DeAndre Gaines. Unlike a regular patrol officer, neighborhood police officers are assigned to a certain area. It's Detroit's version of community policing. Gaines says he's looking for blight violations. He'll ticket property owners who don't properly board up vacant houses. He'll cite people for high grass, trash containers out when it's not pickup day, setting bulk items for trash pickup too early.
Different things like that. That's why mainly our top things that we look for to make the community look better, make it look more livable and make it, the property value increase instead of decrease.
Abandoned houses decrease property values on a block. In the Morningside neighborhood, the Detroit Land Bank Authority reports it's had to tear down 260 structures in the last 3 years. 17 more are either contracted or in the pipeline for demolition, and neighbors are hoping that happens soon. Gaines says the land bank has been a good partner. When he finds its properties have not been mowed or need to be boarded up, the land bank is quick to get someone out to take care of it. But some neighbors complain the land bank is not enforcing its own rules. When it sells a house, it's supposed to be fixed up and someone living there within 6 months. Some houses bought from the land bank have been sitting empty for 2 years in Morningside. A spokesman for the land bank says they want to give the new owners every chance of success. If that means waiting a little longer, it's better than seizing the house and starting all over again. Officer Gaines says those things the neighbors in Morningside can control, such as lawns and trash cans, are important to enforce. But there are some things beyond the control of neighbors.
And probably the biggest issue in Morningside is this illegal dumping.
Any vacant lot or abandoned house is a target for dumpers. But there are some favorite places, such as Barham Street.
It's the perfect dumping ground. You don't have many houses.
Yeah, there's a couple of couches and a bunch of other trash as we're driving by. I've driven this street many, many times now, and there's always something new that's been dumped.
There's always something new. You got City of Detroit DPW out here.
We stopped to chat. That day, two different crews of Detroit's Department of Public Works were cleaning construction debris, piles of tree limbs, furniture, and just household trash dumped along the street. It's hard to say who's dumping. Neighbors who've found envelopes with addresses in the trash have done what they can to track down those dumpers. But big trucks sometimes dump construction debris in the middle of the night, and few are caught. With the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.